1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That is the question of the day. And it's a question every single day that you have to confront. How exceptional are you? You are an exceptional American. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it and proud to be on it. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on, as you know, or you may not know, the situation going on with North Korea. It's on again, off again, on again, off again. Now it's back on again. And Donald Trump is having his way with the world, which is a very, very interesting thing. So much so that the economy is being disrupted. He's starting to come in with some trade sanctions himself and shaking up the world right now. And I saw this going on in the markets this morning, and I said, oh my gosh, I've got to get Chris Street on. So right now with us is Chris Street. And in the last half hour of the first hour, we had Chris on. It's sort of an emergency situation. We want to get the latest and greatest information about what's going on with the economy. I found out that Donald Trump is really shaking up something with a purchase of the largest containerized port in the world. That's the Port of Long Beach. It seems to be on hold now. And Chris, you were laying into some of that in the first hour. A little bit more information on that. It was purchased originally by a Taiwanese group, as I understand it. Wasn't that in the 90s? Something like that?
Yes.
And then this Costco, now not related to the store, it was a Chinese ocean and shipping company, correct? I think that's the way it's
the biggest Chinese ocean and shipping company.
Yeah, it's the biggest
one. Second biggest in the world.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been down to the Port of Long Beach and that whole Port of San Pedro area, I think it's spectacular. I think it, in many respects, rivals San Francisco in a lot of different ways, especially as it might not have the ambiance and so on, but it's got a lot of the cast of characters down there. And, of course, the shipping industry, the containerized shipping is phenomenal to watch that whole thing happen. But there's so many different transportation hubs out of Southern California that emanate there. And Chris, you were saying that this represents 60% of the exports coming in. They're imports to us, but exports from China as imported to us, it ships out of the port of Long Beach. That's a staggering number.
Well, that's right. They actually have their own train that's an underground train that goes out to the switching yards about 20 miles sort of southeast of Los Angeles, 20 miles from really Long Beach. There's the big switch yards and connects all of that traffic to the rest of the United States. So when you take a look at, you know, Long Beach, the operation doesn't look that big. I mean, it's substantial, but the size of the ships going through there and the efficiency in unloading those containers is an incredible sight.
Yeah, I remember living in Yorba Linda at the time when they had to expand the rail through there. Right. It started out as one track, then two tracks, then three tracks. I think it's up to four tracks now, coming out of really just basically everything heading towards the southwest or the west through that whole Santa Ana Canyon corridor and out to I-15 and all that. It's a huge, huge distribution operation. Obviously, it has a positive impact on what's going on here in the United States, and especially California. Is all that about to end with this sale that's going on, or non-sale?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of about to end. I think that, you know, these things always come. You know, China buying the largest container port in the United States just as their star is fading. I mean, this is the classic deal with the Japanese buying up, you know, the huge hotels in Hawaii, yeah. You know, paying $440 million to buy the one of the biggest hotels in Hawaii. And then after the, I believe it was the 2000 recession, they sold it back for $40 million. You know, because there are no ownership here. These are land leases, you know, they're leased from the government. In the case of Hawaii, it was actually leased from the Hawaiian king. So, you know, the value of these things tend to go up and down, Paul. It's just funny that it's just as they're about to dominate California and dominate even the container port, you know, Trump pulls the rug out from under them.
Well, this is really, in my way of thinking, this is good news for New California.
It couldn't be better. Because it just it was going to happen anyway. It, you know, like all these things, the problem about being an economist is you don't know when the star is going to hit. You know, these things are difficult to – you can see them there. And, you know, if you call Wolf and the Wolf doesn't eat people the next day, they go, you got no credibility. Well, you know, maybe he talked to his friends and decided to bring a lot of wolves along with him. And that's kind of what's happening here in California. California is being impacted by a number of things, all of which had to do with being the winner. If you were the winner, you could spend lots of money. You could have lots of public employees as government. It was a lot of fun. It's not fun going the other way. And, you know, they get real upset when you try to lay them off.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg at this point in time. The iceberg is starting to crumble and melt away.
I mean, California has financial problems outside of the economy. Those financial problems are baked in because they're pensions, where you've made these enormous promises, you know, increased pensions by 60%. And that's fine as long as you're going to continue to go in the same direction.
Right.
But they haven't been able to go in the same direction. They had to spike income taxes, which are already the highest in the country. They spiked them even higher. They're spiking gas taxes, I mean, which is going to create a tremendous turmoil at the election. I mean, what type of taxes haven't they spiked?
Well, it's been everything, but they've also, in order to keep themselves afloat, have had to do this. This is kind of like the throes of, you know, every
in the best economy possible for California. They've been spiking taxes.
Right.
Just amazing. Right. Most people in a good economy cut taxes.
Well, and of course, the other end of that is what's been going on with the pensions and the promises that you're talking about. In fact, this what prompted me to make the call this morning to get you on the show was the Money Watch article that came out from CBS where they have a study. Now, you've been saying this for years, and we've been talking about it for years, and finally it's all coming to fruition now at this point. It says, study, some public pension funds could run dry in downturn, which is, you know, I think they quoted you on this from years ago. It says, many pension funds for public workers already owe far more in retirement benefits than they have in the bank, and the problem will only grow worse if the economy slows down, according to a report released last week. The study from the Pew Charitable Trust found that New Jersey and Kentucky public pension funds are in such perilous shape that they run the risk of running dry. Now, now, as I understand it coming from you, this isn't just Kentucky and New Jersey. Certainly California runs that risk of running dry.
Well, I've said before, California has not been able to compete with New Jersey and Kentucky yet. That's because of their economy. When you have a lot of boom, and when you have a boom in Silicon Valley and a lot of capital gains, you look great on paper. The problem is that if that boom goes to bust, even if the stocks go sideways, two things happen. First of all, you stop getting capital gains, which in this case have been running somewhere around $17-18 billion a year. Now, the entire payroll and benefits for the state of California is $10 billion. So the last time that capital gains went down, it went to $2.7 billion from about $12 billion. Mm-hmm. You're talking something like an 80%, you know, step back. So 80% of $18 billion would be $15 billion revenue loss. So these things are really dangerous and really coming down the pipeline fast.
Well, now I got another danger thing, because this is where, you know, we get these reports, and we've heard so many reports about, you know, all the things that where Jerry Brown has been skimming, you know, money from one account to another, paying, you know, robbing from Peter to pay Paul type of thing.
Isn't that the hokey pokey? Put your left hand in. Take, use your foot, too, I think. Don't shake your foot around or something.
That's it. So now the chickens have come home to roost, even on that. But one of the things that he did last year, and you brought it out, I believe you're the first one to bring it out, but other people have since confirmed it, is that there was a bill that we paid of about $26 billion because of illegal foreign nationals coming into California, and it was really exclusively for California. What are your thoughts on first of all, we know he takes it from, you know, the hokey pokey other accounts. But going into this year, is it $26 billion? Is that the expectation it's going to cost the state? And where are we going to get that money?
Well, California's been able to get that money because they maximize welfare, right? 31% of all Obamacare payments go to California, and about 34% of all TANF This is essentially aid for families with dependent children, goes to California. So these businesses where you pay money a little over here, but you get a lot over there, have been a great arbitrage for California. Is it sustainable? Absolutely not.
Well, one of the other thing too is as these, you know, immigrants come in, illegal foreign nationals come in, there's plenty of money from the United States federal government from the Obama-era programs to pay various organizations for taking these people in, for housing, sheltering, and clothing these people. And that's a multi-billion dollar industry. Is that to the benefit of California?
It's for the benefit of individuals in California who want to create a new voter class. I mean, that's really what immigration is all about. Immigration is breeding a new voter class.
It's a huge multi-billion dollar industry, too.
It couldn't be bigger. But, you know, you had another terrorist attack in Belgium this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Italy right now is defaulting on its debt because the something about the average middle class person in Italy understanding that, you know, the European Union works great for Germany. It's terrible for Italy.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, you actually start thinking, why am I doing this? Isn't insanity doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results?
Yeah, it's kind of like the school shooting thing. Why don't you put cops out in front of every school and put, you know, I'm a school administrator, as you know, Chris. I know how to solve the problem in 5 minutes. You know, we're doing this insane thing about school shootings over. Same, you know, we're tired. I think it was Kelly Clarkson said, you know, I'm tired of moments of prayer. I want moments of action. And right. But you know, that's what's going on with the European Union. You made that very clear years ago. I can remember you talking about it here on the radio show. One of the scenarios, though, that came up, and this is coming back again in the news for Agenda 21 Radio and also for New California, and this is this article that shortly after New California declared its independence in January, about January 27th or so, there is an article that appeared in Laura Ingraham's Life Gazette magazine. It says, New California could become the next West Virginia. And University of Tennessee Law School professor Glenn Harlan Reynolds looks at the precedents and concludes it, quote, could happen. And he goes on in his article and he says, secession was banned for all time when the northern states defeated the southern confederacy in the Civil War, right? Well, not so. No, it wasn't. In fact, University of Tennessee law professor Glenn Harlan Reynolds sees the following scenario as a possibility, not out of the question in the near future. Quote, this is a scenario he draws up. In the summer of 2021, following the California financial crisis and CalPERS pension collapse, public employees supporting Democrats from the California General Assembly absented themselves from the state, preventing a quorum so that the legislation slashing pension payouts could not be passed. So, quote, that absence stretched from days into weeks. As the state government largely shut down for lack of funding, seizing on this moment 34 counties from the eastern and rural parts of this, of what was then California, organized themselves and sent representatives to Fresno, where those representatives declared themselves the new official California General Assembly and designated the individuals of their choice as the new official governor and attorney general. Quote, the new legislature and officials were quickly recognized by President Donald Trump, who, citing his authority under the Insurrection Act in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, deemed them the official government of the state and sent federal troops from the 101st Airborne into Fresno to ensure that what he called leftovers of the old failed state government were unable to cause trouble. President Trump's recognition was echoed in a joint resolution of the Republican-controlled Congress, which perhaps anticipated the addition of two new Republican senators. That's a real scenario, isn't it?
It is absolutely a real scenario, and it is constitutionally possible. And that's really what this is all about, Paul, and that's what you've done right here, is you've actually followed the rules. You know, the Constitution, I understand that to Barack Obama, it's an imperfect document, and we really should get rid of imperfect documents and, you know, just make stuff up. But, you know, the founders actually understood, you know, the 5,000 years of government experience and life as a citizen under God knows how many different organizations and empires, and tried to make the best of what they had. And part of the process of making the best of what they had is they understood that lightly populated areas eventually would be highly populated, and you'd probably split them. And that's really what happened in a number of places, especially in Virginia. I believe Maine was spun off of Massachusetts. So these things do happen. And in California, you just have this, you know, monster that is almost 40 million people with one state.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that, and again, as we talk about the economy, juxtaposition with what's going on right now, these articles that are now starting to become kind of commonplace, I think, talking about pensions being the big problem, perhaps now the nation, because we're, you know, national broadcast here, people can start to come to some terms with that, that in California you're going to start to see a bigger, badder, worse situation for pensions because we're just bigger and badder to begin with. But the mismanagement that has been going on with this California state government, especially over the last 8 years of Jerry Brown, has been really over the top.
It is what it is, you know, and it has worked for Jerry Brown. It has worked politically. Let's see how it goes from here. Mm-hmm. You know, politicians are only as good as their ability to turn paper into money. They don't actually make anything.
Yeah, no, that, right. They don't make a darn thing.
And by the way, Silicon Valley has no intention of being taxed. You know, their deal is they get taxes, they don't pay them.
Right, 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 which is exactly what... But then they get dividends, and that helps to pay an offset. This dividend business of Silicon Valley, though, my understanding, I was down in Silicon Valley not too long ago, I noticed a lot of empty businesses.
That's funny you say that, because there's a realization among a lot of companies that, A, California doesn't work and they're gone, but more importantly, that Silicon Valley doesn't work. It's too expensive. You know, it always could pretend it was left, but be a big corporate den, you know, and have its own set of rules. And, you know, now they're going to actually have to start following the rules of the state of California. And California has become much more aggressive about collecting taxes because they need the money. So a lot of people have left, are really leaving Santa Clara and headed down to Los Angeles, of all places. You know, a metropolitan area with less social justice warriors than Silicon Valley. One of the things that Silicon Valley, you know, wants to do, some of the cities up there, is they want to put an employee per head tax on. That's the latest thing.
Oh, no.
So you pay taxes, and oh, by the way, for you know, because you have employees, you should pay a tax for employing people. That just seems nuts. I thought government was supposed to exist for the people. Now you're going to tax businesses because they do this nasty thing called employment.
When you thought there was lunacy, then there's more lunacy on top of it.
But when you take a look at a place like Mountain View, I just heard about this. Mountain View gets about $250,000 a year in business taxes in the form of a license. But a per head tax of $50 to $100, they could turn that into $5 to $10 million.
Oh my God.
So, you know, I mean, it's just another form of taxation, but it's the hilarious part of it is that eventually some people get mad and they vote with their feet.
Now, Chris, what are they going to use that money for, Mountain View?
Oh, it's always about homeless and it's always about transportation, isn't it? Yeah, and always, but it turns out to be mostly about administrators.
Right. I know. It's in usually feather bedding their pensions and so on. That's really what it comes down to.
I use nasty terms, feather bedding.
I know where I heard that. I got to tell you something. That's the first time I've ever used that terminology on the radio, because it's yours. You always talk about feather bedding, and I was searching for words.
I mean, the best part about government is the more. It's like a pyramid. I got to build the bottom to push me up higher, because the more in government you have scope of authority, and the scope of authority or span of authority means the number of people that you manage. So if you manage five managers who manage five people each, then you jump up two slots. You get paid more and your pension gets paid more. It's a wonderful situation. So you got in government, you need to have more people below you to push yourself up.
One of the things that I know we're going to run for time here, but one quick question. The size of California government today, in total, local, county, and state, is it perhaps one of the biggest industries in the state?
Well, it has been the biggest employer forever. I mean, most employment is not from federal government spending, does not go to federal government employees. There are actually a very small number of them. It gets downloaded to state, local, and these regional type organizations. So it's always been the biggest business. Government in California is probably right around 41% of the GDP. So, you know, don't tell me about communism. Come to California.
That's what I wonder. Anyway, Chris, how can we get a hold of you? I know you're going to run for time.
Always on Breitbart, California, at least one or two articles a day.
And what do you got going on right now in Breitbart?
Well, right now, as I said, I'm in the process of publishing an article about how the acquisition of the Port of Long Beach container operations are about to get upended by Trump's new tariff.
Awesome. Listen, Chris, thanks for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
See you, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's kind of a quick rundown. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to sort of analyze what Chris had to say. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. When anytime you get Chris on the show, it's just so rich in content. I mean, it's like a gold mine. And we still, you know, in the third hour, we're going to bring it up the grievance against California. So many moving parts. I'll tell you, if you've ever been down, it's kind of interesting. Having the conversation day before yesterday. By the way, it's time for Bro. We just popped in a brand new pot, and I took out the last cup of the pot before. Now, this is a very interesting transitional mode for us here at Agenda 21 Radio, where we make better coffee than the big one, the big S out there. And we don't have any racial bias here. You can come in and use our restroom, but I don't care. You're buying radio from me? I don't know. I don't sell the coffee yet. Somebody approached me about selling the coffee. I said, what? And I didn't listen. It's all kind of a joke, right? And I said, no. Where do I get Agenda 21 coffee? I said, I didn't think the guy was serious. But I found out he was serious. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you get in radio all the time. Because I don't believe, I mean, I never thought of that. Marketing Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Zing. It's really good, and I make it. I have a special little thing that I do, and it's better than the other guys. And by the way, I wish that other company out there, they'd stop with the green coffee stoppers. Get rid of the green thing. Go to holiday colors. You know, when it's Halloween, bring out orange ones. When it's Christmas, bring out red ones or blue ones and green ones. Sure, you got all the Christmas colors there. Just make it a bevy of coloration by season. But no, we got to be green and friendly. We got to go to this phony baloney green crap. See, this is the thing. This is all going to break down. See, they're doing it to themselves. These totalitarians, these fascists, they're doing it to themselves. And we're seeing this whole thing play out right now with Donald Trump. China. This guy's wonderful. But I was going to get into the port of Los Angeles. San Pedro and Port of Long Beach and all that stuff. It's all right there in the same place. It's all one and the same, basically. Long Beach and Pedro. We call it Pedro. I used to go down there all the time. And by the way, the greatest place on earth at the time when I was a kid growing up in the 60s was the Long Beach Pike. Now, those of you that remember the Pike, you pikers, you, it's right there by the harbor. It's right there by, it used to be right around where they have the convention center. All that was the Pike. And this was a place where the U.S. Navy came ashore, baby. You betcha. You want tattoos? Hey! There were tattoo parlors all over the place. All over. I remember that. I remember listening to the first time. The very first. I had a couple of moments with some big bands. But Iron Butterfly played Inagata De Vida. Remember that? We're cruising around. We're doing things as teenagers would do. You know, 16-year-old snot-nosed idiots. With the Navy guys, right? And the Navy guys, the swabbies, they're getting their tattoos. They're drunk. You know, there's women hanging on their shoulders. I mean, it was harkening back to World War II days. You know, you see all the swing dancing. But, you know, it was in the Gata de Vita. After all, it was the Vietnam War. And I'll never forget coming out. We're kind of like rocking. We're cruising. We're looking for trouble. We're doing all the things we, you know, idiots did at 16 years old. But had a good time. But what a culture shock. And, you know, the Pike was kind of like Coney Island in New York and some of these kind of places. You know, it had all the different games, all the different... Any place where it was a Navy port after all. So you had everything going on. So I remember walking around and all of a sudden we started hearing this song, you know. And we're like, well, what's that? You know, but they were having a con. They were playing there. Iron Maiden. And they were playing, and we couldn't, because there were so many people, it was packed, by the way, we couldn't quite make our way up there, but we could hear it. It was loud, baby. It was way loud, and people were just rocking. You know, you had their sailors with their hats off. I mean, sorry, guys. But that's where this Navy had one of its largest naval repair yards there. And, of course, the brilliant thing of Bill Clinton, right, coming down and closing down all the military bases in California in the 90s, I wonder why he would do such a thing. I really wonder why Bill Clinton, when he first became president, decided, oh, you know, I like this whole notion of a gun-free zone. Let's take guns off of everybody at the base. Any military base, no more guns, none yet, not a goodbye. Remember that? Maybe some of you don't remember that. That was early on in his presidency. I want to say probably 1993, 94, somewhere around there. I'm just guessing. Yeah, and I remember those bases at the time, going on base, because I, you know, had privileges to go on base, seeing everybody armed. All the officers had their sidearms. Always, always, at all times. You go to El Toro, you go to the LTA, you go to Pendleton, they had the guns on. They had 45 strapped, boom, right there to their thigh. And then all of a sudden it just disappeared. I wonder why they did that. And that was in simpatico with, of course, the 1990 law that banned guns on campus. Right. That's where you get those signs that say, gun-free zone. Don't you think we need to change that idea, that mentality? And, of course, what did Donald Trump do? He put guns back on the hips, the thighs of the military now. You can carry a gun on base. Thank you. No more of these Nael Hassan business. We're going to shoot some of the military people, right? Just assassinate them. Gee, I wonder why Bill Clinton did that. Huh? Could it have been part of a bigger plan back then they were working on? These people always project and play out there. And could it be in sync with things going on in California at that time? I mean, these totalitarians, they think these things through and they plan out years in advance. They plan these things out years in advance. I think about one of the things we're grieving today on the grievances is this notion that there's this bigger picture thing about our elections out here in California. How fraudulent they are. They're absolutely fraudulent. 100% fraudulent. And we alluded to a little bit of that with Chris Street here. And Chris was, you know, he's not going to bite on anything that might resemble fraud unless he actually goes and investigates it. And then when he finds it, it's like a whole different animal completely. He's got quite a history of doing things like that. Anyway, so you have the situation where you had a disarmament that took place in 1990. That was the start. Schools first. And schools would have to comply if they wanted safety grant money, right? That was a big deal back then. We had a lot of earthquakes and stuff. I remember using the safety grant money that was coming in from the federal government based upon school safety issues, with safe gun, safe and safe, what was it, safe and free gun zone or something like that, act. Now Rand Paul's trying to reverse that. Why? Because all the statistics show that it's been a killing field in our public schools. People, illegal people using illegal guns to kill kids. Hello? Gee, and where is that pattern always developed? We have soft targets. Oh, the Middle East. Oh, yes, Muslim Brotherhood. Big thing with the Muslims, of course. Just ask the Russians how many different school shootings and how many places where you could have a mass attack with soft targets have they been have fallen victim to at the hands of radical Islamic terrorists. Now, again, not everybody who's a Muslim is into this. We understand that. My bigger point is, where did all this stuff start, and how did it get there, and what is the fact pattern, historical fact pattern? Let's say since 1990. Oh, 1990 in California, Jerry Brown got licensed to get a third and fourth term as governor. And that happened in 1990, and Shazam by 2010. We stupid Californians elected him, not me. And I'm not too sure most Californians did, especially the way this fraudulent election system works here in California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Time go when you're having so much fun with your audience, right? I mean, my goodness gracious, the time has been flying, and so have I. All I can say is time is flying. But we're talking about, you know, it's kind of interesting, this whole change. I was going to say that I never got to the point because I just you know, the script is here, except for Chris Street ruined the whole script. I could not resist it with this whole this big thing that's going on right now, and we're going to get back into more generalized stuff here. Plus grievance number 3 in the next hour, or grievance number 19, number 3, yeah, number 3. Don't you think Jerry Brown's sitting there going, oh great, another another grievance, and there's 21 more left. Well, there could be actually more because more people are telling us they want more grievances. It's not the, you know, is 40 not enough? I mean, my goodness gracious. Anyway, this whole thing about the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, they join one another literally in San Pedro, but there's because of city limits and stuff like that. And for a long time, the port of Long Beach was really the Long Beach Naval Base. And where they did a lot of repairs on ships. And my first aircraft carrier was the Essex that I ever visited. And also, at the time, I visited the USS Los Angeles, which was a big cruiser. And that was ported there. And, you know, it was very, very interesting. When I first submarine, I went on a nuclear-powered submarine, took a tour there. And then, of course, the big thing going down to the naval base, they had a big day down there. And, again, all my people who lived around me was all in the Marines and the Navy and all that stuff. So, you know, I was always on different bases. But to go down there and see an aircraft carrier for the first time as a little kid, it's like, holy moly. You know, I mean, the thing was just huge. And then to go on board, wow. As a kid, I was absolutely stunned. But I was really impressed with the USS Los Angeles, which they ultimately scrapped, by the way, in that very yard there, which is kind of so sad. But the bigger question is this about the Port of Long Beach in Los Angeles. When I created my charter schools, which were schools that were designed to be established throughout the western United States as trade-type schools for high school students, we were going to be offering such things as classes where welding, you could become a certified welder. I mean, so it was a lot of classes that you back east in Massachusetts and Connecticut, you've got these different high school trade schools. That was going to be sort of a knockoff of that with a some other emphasis on other things. One of the emphases that we had was rural living and agriculture. That was going to be a huge emphasis, and we were going to be creating some of these charter schools that were going to be out in rural California at the time, so that we could actually regrow. Bring to life using the FFA, Future Farmers of America, the business of agriculture, and getting more people, kids on board with it. Because we had a meeting in West Sacramento at the campus here. Big meeting. We called in all the various farmers and ranchers from the area. And we must have had about 30 of them show up. It's a big meeting of very influential people. Even to this day, I want to thank them all for showing up there. But one of the things, because we were looking at the model, we had the school up and running, and it was going. And we were looking at the model and projecting what we're going to do in 5 years, as this campus grew and everything. And if, in fact, and when things started to develop and pop for us, what that future was going to look like for us. And one of the things we immediately recognized and was brought out to us by the ranchers and farmers there, because everybody sat around that table, almost every single one, and was over 60 years old. And it was interesting because what they were doing is laying down the fact pattern of what it was like to be a farmer in their positions with these large corporate concerns that they had, that they constructed, because we didn't want the big corporation. We'd already talked to them. We knew what they had to say. But big corporate farmer. What we wanted was the rancher farmer, the local guy, who had been there traditionally for years. Their family settled in the Sacramento and the San Joaquin counties, area of the valleys, in the mid-1800s type of thing. We wanted their take on what was going on. And every single one of them, I think there was about 32, 33 people we invited. And almost everyone. There were a couple that were younger, but everyone was a silver top. And every single one said, there's nobody behind me because all my kids and the family farm have left. And that was the issue we were going to attack about farming. And what a great job, by the way, the FFA, Future Farmers of America, have done. They've been fabulous. And it's been school districts and organizations throughout this state and the nation in the last 8 to 10 to 15 years that have really worked to destroy these types of programs. Now, why? Well, the end result, clearly, and these people mentioned it, is they said to get us off our land. And I said, well, how does that work? I said, well, the kids, like when they grew up, they always had places and outlets in which they could go through the self-discovery of interacting not just at home but also at school about their family business. And that all disappeared. That was taken out of the – you take that equation out of the public schools, which they did starting in the 80s and starting in the 90s. Then there was no interaction when kids would go to school, very, very limited. Now, some people say, well, I had a shop class. Well, here's the reality check. When I went to high school in the 60s and throughout the 70s and much of the 80s, every single campus in California had shop classes, at least 95% of them, and 100% in the 60s. Now, that number in California is less than 10% of schools in California, secondary schools, have a shop class period. And those that have them only have a couple. It's almost down to nothing. What has that done for the rural California kid? We'll be back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of things to cover in the next hour because why? Well, we had Chris Street. It's all his fault. He blew the whole show. Well, you know, you just have to do these kind of things. When something comes up and you need his knowledge, shazam, we bring it to you. And he's more than happy to bring it to you. So, anyway, getting back, finally get back to the whole thing about the Long Beach Naval Shipyard and the Port of Long Beach now and how significant it is. It's hugely significant in terms of the containerized world because everything goes through Long Beach to the rest of the country from China. 60%, listen to this, 60% of what China exports goes through that Long Beach port. Now, it's kind of interesting because it was Alex Jones who was blowing the whistle on the sale of the Long Beach port to Chinese concerns back in the 90s. Now, let's go full speed ahead. Check port and starboard. And what's going on now? Donald Trump. Donald Trump comes into the rescue to stop the sale of the port fully to the Chinese. What's up with that? More concessions? And as Chris Street said, the Chinese are distressed. Their economy is in the tank. Anyway, good things happening for New California. Trust me. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying.